2115, Nanticoke Indian Association, Inc.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for modification of conditional use 1018 to allow for an on-premise electronic message center sign to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.914 acres, more or less. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway Route 24, approximately 39 feet east of Rosedale Road. The 911 address is 27073 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 29, Parcel 53. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, thank you for your time and consideration tonight. My name's Seth Thompson. I was formerly with Sergeant Carmine Weidman McCartney and Owens in Georgetown, Delaware. I'm happy to be back in Sussex County. I recently transitioned up to Wilmington, Delaware, to the Jaeger Law Firm at 2 Mill Road, Wilmington, Delaware.
Do you have a bar number, sir?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a bar number?
I do, 4769.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be representing the Nanticoke Indian Association here on an application to modify their current conditional use to allow for an on-premises electronic message sign at their Indian Center. With me is Chief Natasha Norwood Carmine and Tribal Councilmember Mike Harmon. The subject property is 27073 John J. Williams Highway. For the locals, it's the white building as opposed to the museum. It's about 9/10 of an acre. It's zoned AR1. In your packet, you should have a letter from me as Exhibit A that kind of goes through the background and our rationale for why we think it's appropriate to have an on-premises electronic sign here. I just want to hit some of the highlights for you, if that's okay. The conditional use that allowed the Indian Center dates back over 25 years ago. You have the minutes from the council in 1992 when they approved it. It was approved unanimously. Those minutes are Exhibit B. One of the stipulations was a site plan that planning and zoning that this commission had to approve, and that plan is Exhibit C, and it shows the sign's location. Unfortunately, the prior sign, which was a letterboard sign, was struck by a car. So, but the reason for the letterboard sign is because they have a lot of events there. So this is very unlike a normal business where the same activities occur day in and day out. They need the ability to inform the public and to members of the tribe what events are going on. You do have pictures of where the old sign was located in the car accident. That's Exhibit D. The conditional use is for a tribal office. It's also their meeting place, and that's what really necessitates the changeable sign. The Nanticoke Indian Association is a nonprofit organization, and their objectives are social and material benefits to the descendants of the Nanticoke Indians of Sussex County, Delaware. To further those objectives, they host a variety of events, and the chief and the tribal council member can identify some of those. We included in your packet just a sampling from an 18-month period of what kind of events they have as a tribe. That's Exhibit E. Just by way of example, on Saturday, I attended their annual men's breakfast Saturday morning. Food was good. But I do want to emphasize that those types of events make the Indian Center very different than kind of a general commercial use. I think it's important to note, too, the American Legion Post, that's about a mile, well, it's less than a mile and a half down the road, serves seemingly a similar function. They have an electronic message center, so we're also not introducing some new element to that stretch of 24. There's that need to provide the tribal members and the general public information, and they need to be able to change that as they go throughout the year. Exhibit F in your packet is a mock-up of the sign. They've contacted Stewart Signs. We thought it would be helpful to see the dimensions that the tribe would look to have. The actual sign is about 4x6, so 24 feet on each side, but the sign is made up of kind of a permanent area on top that shows that just the place of the Nanticoke Indians. So the changeable portion is actually relatively small. It's less than 20 inches in height. There is a signed post that will also have the street address on it, but the overall height's 7.5 feet. So we're not talking about a large sign by any stretch. And it would be on both sides. I included as Exhibit G a recent boundary survey of the property. And then there's a second copy that identifies where we think the sign would be appropriately placed. It's a little bit further off the road than the other one. But it shouldn't be any visual obstruction by any means. So I'm happy to answer any question that the commissioners have at this point.
Sure.
Hopefully we've knocked out the boring part and we can hear from the tribal council member and the chief just in terms of what activities they have at the Indian Center. But again, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Sure. Before we start with the commission, Mr. Robertson, we recently passed the sign ordinance. This is probably, I think it's the first application under the new ordinance. Do you want to delve into the ordinance at all?
So, well, I don't want to delve into that whole ordinance, but but they are allowed to apply. The ordinance does talk about certain districts where electronic message displays are permitted, and then it also has sort of a catch-all that says that you can seek it in addition pursuant to a conditional use.
Yes, so. And this does comply with
yes,
that.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Hudson.
So they're not granted as a matter of right. They're doing what the code allows them in applying for it.
Yep, excellent. Mr. Hudson, you have any questions?
I just want to clarify the exact position it's going to be.
Sure. So it's going to be further off the road than the last one. it looks like it will be roughly 15 feet off the road. So it's going to be to the west of the parking area. It's that, I recognize I should have labeled it better. It's that shaded area there.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you. I just want to be sure of myself. Thanks.
Mr. Wheatley?
Are you sure the sign's big enough?
well, we could always go bigger, I suppose, but we weren't trying to ask for too much.
I don't have any other questions. I mean, it's fine.
Typically, on conditional uses, they're 32 square feet. This one's 24, so.
Yeah, of course, with a digital method, it might be more effective. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mr. Hopp?
No questions.
Mrs. Hoey-Steves?
I'm just curious what the hours usually are that this building is open.
So I'll turn that over either to the chief or to Mike Harmon.
Chief Natasha Norwood Carmine of the Nanticoke Indian Tribe. The office hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have a staff secretary there who receives, you know, our business during the day. We have events Monday nights. We have a youth group that meet at 5:30 until about 6:30, 7 o'clock. We have our monthly body meeting on Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month. We have our tribal council meeting the third Thursday of the month. We have activities periodically that are scheduled on our calendar to the extent, you know, as Mr. Thompson had mentioned, our men's breakfast, which is an annual event. You know, sometimes we have a unity run committee who presents different activities of education to our community and to our people, such as an elders gathering. Things for the youth, such as an Easter egg hunt. Just trying to think off the top of my head. But it's a variety of events.
Okay.
And usually it's Saturdays, possibly a Friday evening, possibly a Sunday afternoon. We have a sewing bee where the ladies come together and teach others how to sew and to help them to make regalia for our events and powwows.
I'm just wondering how late you go. I was wondering if there was if you would be opposed to turning the sign off at night after you're finished. So that would be one less distraction for drivers on the road at night after you are finished at your building. So it would be during the day and then till, say, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night or something when you're...
We would not be opposed to turn it off at a reasonable hour in the evening, every evening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. At all?
That's all I had.
I have no questions. Mr. Wales?
I just have one quick question.
Certainly.
Good evening, Mr. Thompson. I just want to query the technical capabilities of the sign. Is it capable of video or flashing images, or is it statically illuminated in accordance with the design requirements?
I think the capabilities are there. However, they won't be employed, is my Okay, I'm getting an affirmation from behind me, so that's correct. But they also understand the limitations that are inherent in your electronic message sign ordinance.
Thank you.
Ms. Corwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Have a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Is anyone here in favor of conditional use number 2115, Nanticoke Indian Association? In favor? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Take a little more time this time, Mr. Wheatley. Make sure I don't miss anyone.
I don't see anybody. I don't see a soul.
If there's no other questions from commission staff, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll invite you to stay with us this evening, or you may call the office in the morning. Thank you. Thank you.